Welcome to PLMA Live. I'm Carol Angrisani, and joining me today is Mitchell Collins of Alex Partners. Welcome, Mitchell.
Hi, Carol. Nice to see you.
Well, you've spoken about the grouping of beauty, health, and wellness, and maybe you can tell us what's happening in this space.
Sure, absolutely. This is a really dynamic space, and we do quite a bit of work in this area. And if you look at what's happened over the last few years, it's really changed a ton. I mean, what used to be separate industries has really converged into one. When you take a look at skincare products or beauty products, now they're talking about what they can do for you from the inside. You like to call that health and wellness from the outside in, right? And when you look at what's going on with health and wellness products, call it collagen, call it different vitamins and supplements that you take, that's really beauty from the inside out. And they're talking about what they can do for your appearances as well. And so when you think about it, this category where these companies may have been separate previously are really coming together in a really unique way. And the companies are really similar in terms of what they need to do to get it right.
So what's the opportunity here for private label manufacturers?
Sure. And when I hear private label manufacturers, this is a conversation we have all the time, because private label manufacturers oftentimes are what we call contract manufacturers who produce all different kinds of things. They might produce private label product. They might produce products for big brands. They might produce products for big companies. Those are the manufacturers. And private label, which has a good amount of market share in this really fragmented industry, actually, these contract manufacturers are gaining more and more power within the industry. Think historically, celebrities, influencers used to have to go out and have a partnership with a big brand in order to be a spokesperson for that brand. Things have shifted where now billion-dollar companies are coming up in a year, overnight, where celebrities, influencers, everyday people could create their own companies, and they're going and partnering with contract manufacturers. And it's a really interesting place to be at.
So maybe you can share some insights of companies that have some challenges in this area and those that are having success as well.
Sure, absolutely. So if you look at this along the value chain, this is a really broad value chain. It's hard to say, I'd like to split that into different pieces. So if we're looking at manufacturers, so whether it's contract manufacturers or whether it's branded product, the companies that are really agile, picking up innovation, moving faster, and going on to good operating principles, getting their organization right, getting their supply chain right, and how they're ordering products, those are the companies that are doing right because they're able to get to the market faster and move faster. Contract manufacturers are in a really unique place because a lot of them have broad portfolios with their own IP. Companies that are in people who come in and they want to start a company, they have to perfect the sales and marketing side of things, and the contract manufacturers have the products ready for them. When it comes to retailers are a lot of times the direct link to the consumer, right? Unless you're talking about a direct-to-consumer product. And the retailers that are getting it right, again, have their finger on the pulse with what consumers want, understand the innovation that's out there that the manufacturers have to offer, and are really connecting the two together.
So how important is it for the industry to really get involved in this space?
I think it's really important, and I think it's going to keep getting more and more important. When you look at who's winning in the space, again, a lot of it is branded product that is in a fragmented industry. So what that means is that you have to be able to connect with the consumer, pull some away, but a lot of those products may or may not be new innovation. A lot of those are coming from the same manufacturers.
Well, thank you for joining us, Mitchell, and sharing those insights.
Thank you, Carol. It's really nice to see you.
And thank you for watching, and we'll be back soon for another exclusive interview.